Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. We at WHYY are remembering the everyday people in our region who have been lost to the COVID-19 pandemic. WHYY's Hima Nakandi tells us about Thomas Ream Cotton, who managed to transcend the prison walls he found himself behind for almost 28 years.
Thomas Ream Cotton was so in touch with the outside world, he met his wife Karen Watson while he was incarcerated. Karen says he called a friend who worked with her at a hotel front desk, and then Ream kept calling back to talk to Karen. She says he kept close relationships with his family.
He was always there for his children, even though physically he wasn't there. Whatever issues that they had, whatever needed done, he was in there handling it.
Karen says his time in prison also informed his belief that people shouldn't be judged only for their worst mistakes.
That's how he saw it, that a person should not just be reduced to one incident in their life, or a few. You know, every day you get up, you have the ability to do something or be something better.
We don't know what led the North Philly native to take part in a 1991 drug house robbery. We do know two men were fatally shot, and Ream, who was 25 at the time, would later be found guilty and given two life sentences for the murders. But a few years later, the trial court dismissed the two second-degree murder charges, and Ream continued serving time for aggravated assault and related charges. Over the decades he spent at Greaterford Prison in Montgomery County, Ream kept busy. He got two college degrees and became a self-taught legal scholar. He worked as a paralegal at the prison's law clinic and helped fellow inmates fill out piles of paperwork for parole boards. Passionate about criminal justice reform, Ream jumped at the chance to take part in programs that put him in touch with professors and students who could spark change from the outside. Here he is in a recent interview with New York Public Media.
Prisons themselves, I believe, have become a place like our repositories for problems that we just don't want to deal with, like, directly right now. But it's still there.
When Ream was finally released last February, he became the supervisor of education and community engagement at Eastern State Penitentiary. He also helped teach a class at Princeton. But it's the little gestures his wife will miss.
He was just so thoughtful. I mean, he would bring hors d'oeuvres home from events and things, literally in his pocket. Sometimes he would put it in a napkin, other times just in his pocket. But he never came home without something for me every day.
Karen, who is battling cancer, says Ream would sweetly woo her out of the house, even on days she was hard to convince.
And, you know, he'll say, come outside, sugar. And we get in the car, say, pick a direction. And he would just drive.
Ream made those kinds of gestures until the very end. One of the last things he did was to leave his youngest daughter a voicemail, just because. Ream told his daughter he loved her and wished her good night. Hima Nakandi, WHYY News.